Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Where is the beef?
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on to your butts.
Feels like an Arby's snack.
Son of a... That's gonna leave a mark.
Chili, baby back rib.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Whoopsie! This is Tom and Jim's Top 5. Naming their top 5 lists on everything pop culture. Celebrating the 90s, sports, movies, music, and more. They're not authorities, just grown children. Here's your hosts, Tom Skoll and Jim Doubt.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tom and Jim's Top 5. I am Tom, and on the phone with me is my heterosexual life mate, Jim. Jim, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. I've missed you so.
Well, you sound fantastic.
Do I? I think I'm a little hot. My levels are a little hot. Can you feel it?
You are.
Yes, this is like Red Shoe Diaries or Silk Stockings or something. This is getting crazy.
Watching Red Shoe Diaries for half scramble.
Yeah, cable. Showtime or HBO, whatever it was on. It was fantastic. what a horrible show. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I actually had a weird day. I really did. I was off today. I'm a government employee, and today we're recording this on Martin Luther King Day, so I didn't have to work, which is very nice to be off.
Yeah.
My wife took the day off to hang out. It's really nice up here in Duluth, Minnesota right now. And when I say nice, I say 35 degrees, which is actually really warm for us right this time of year, seeing that it was negative 35 3 days ago. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. So we got up, we hung out, I cooked breakfast for the family. Of course, my son was very unappreciative of it, and that was a whole thing. Of course, we get done, he doesn't want to eat anything, he gets done, and then he's like, I don't want to be done. I'm like, okay, that's all you're going to eat this morning. And then 2 minutes later, I'm hungry. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. Your wife does the same thing? That's nice. That's your child. Great. We brought my son over to my parents' house they were going to watch him for a little bit, and my wife and I, we were going to go snowshoeing. We bought some new snowshoes. We were going to go through the woods, and we had actually a great time. It was a lot of fun. I took some awesome pictures, and it was a lot of fun, and we get home.
I can safely say you're the only person I know who's ever gone snowshoeing.
Oh my God, Jim, it's so much fun. It's like you're floating on top of the snow. It's a wonderful feeling. Next time you come here, we'll go snowshoeing. It doesn't matter what month. There'll be snow.
Can we go snowshoeing to go ice fishing?
It's recommended.
Do you wear snowshoes to go to the cabin to go ice fishing?
Most people.
Okay.
Yeah. Most people do that. Yeah. So we get done, and then we go pick up my son, we bring him home. We're all taking off our snow pants and jacket, and my phone was in my pocket, my cell phone. And I grab it, and I take it out of my pocket, but somehow I take it and it just flies across the room. Like it slipped out of my hand. And I'm like, oh man, and our phones, you know, they drop, and a lot of times they're fine. I've dropped this phone for the 3 years I've had it, and it hits the ground and just shatters in a million pieces.
Oh. It's not even usable. It's not like you can use it with a cracked screen. It's just
unless I need a tetanus shot and like 28 stitches if I want to use it. So we got back, and then like an hour from at this point, I have to be somewhere else. At an event with my friend, the Minnesota Twins are on their winter caravan through Minnesota, and so like they come to everyone's town. And so I was like, I get to go down there and meet one of my heroes from the 91 World Series. Jack Morris is going to be there. I'm like, I'm excited. And now I'm like, now I have to go to the Sprint store and get a new phone all within an hour and 15 minutes.
Because otherwise you can't take pictures.
Right? I can't call you on this thing. I use my cell phone to do this, and I know there's a lot of people out there waiting for us to put this on.
Like, we can't just delay this 2 days and it wouldn't affect anybody's life.
No. So I go up there, and actually I'm just pissed the whole time. Like, I don't want to. Last thing I want to do in my day off is go sit 2 hours in a Sprint store, you know.
Yeah.
But they were actually pretty quick. I had the iPhone 5, sold me on the iPhone 7, and I'm like, no, just give me the 5. He's like, we don't have the 5 anymore. I'm like, oh, give me the 6. He's like, well, the 7's the same price. I'm like, fine, fine.
Yeah.
And then I get the phone, and of course, I don't keep up with trends. I try not to keep up with trends. Well, I do and I don't, but I remember reading something about people complaining about the iPhone not having an earphone jack, the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Nope, this one doesn't. It has this little thing I have to plug into that's the same thing you use to charge your phone. Well, when we record this, I usually keep my phone charging so it doesn't die. But now I got to... I'm a little off right now. I'm sorry.
I can tell. Yeah. can tell, buddy.
So anyway, all said and done, it's fine. I have a new phone. It's fantastic, I guess. And I got to meet Jack Morris. I got to shake his hand. I got a picture with him, and that was fantastic. So.
Well, there you go. That's not a bad day, right?
Yeah, it was it was a sandwich. You know, start off great. You put the shit between the bread, and then you had another piece of bread. You know, it was whatever. Oh, Jim, how was your day?
My day was good. I didn't work either.
Nice. You were off today, huh?
I was off from work, yep.
You didn't have to take the day off? There was just no work to be done today?
It's a company holiday, Martin Luther King Day, so I did not work.
Nice. Well, good.
I didn't really do much of anything. Talked on the phone with some friends and been watching the show on Amazon called Red Oaks. Have you seen this show?
No, but funny thing about Amazon, we apparently are Prime members now because I didn't cancel our free subscription. And I got a $99 thing on my bank statement. I'm like, oh, well, I guess we need to watch Amazon stuff now for the next year because I can't cancel it. So that was another thing. It was like, my wife just looked at me and was like, really, you didn't cancel it? Yeah, and I forgot. So.
Oh, I bet she was really happy about that.
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that. She was really happy about that.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll pick up that money because now just do all your shopping on Amazon.
Yes, I will.
And you'll make up that money.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, so I started watching Red Oaks on Prime. It's pretty good, actually. It's like a half-hour sitcom show about a country club. It's pretty funny. I'd never heard of it before.
Oh, well, I will watch it now that I can.
Because you should, I just got done watching Goliath.
Oh, I've heard of that. That was up for some Golden Globes. We watched the Golden Globes.
It was, yeah.
Last
I think
week.
He might have won Best Actor, actually.
Well,
for that,
good for him.
Yeah, yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, he's going places. You remember that name? He's going to be somebody someday.
Did you watch Fargo?
I
think how you're from up north.
I am from up north. The movie or the show? Which one here?
The show, because we're talking about Billy Bob Thornton.
Right, so right.
Just keep going with that theme.
Yeah. I watched the first season of Fargo, and of course I've seen the movie. I did not see the second season because I think it switched from Hulu to Amazon Prime, actually, and so I never saw the one with Ted Danson, I think, was in it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yep. And it takes place in the 70s or something, doesn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. But I loved the first one. I absolutely loved it. I thought it was great. And
second one is also very good.
Okay.
Get a chance to see it.
All right. Well, I will get a chance to see it. So.
So what are we talking about today, Mr. Skull?
I thought this was it.
Yeah. Well, see you later.
Yeah. Well, see you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. No, Jim. We did our first poll on our social media pages. And gave people the option of what to pick, and it was after school snacks from when you were a kid, or it was music videos. And by like 51%, music videos won.
So by a margin of 3-2.
Right. No. It was more like 6-5. But whatever, it doesn't matter, Jim.
How many people actually voted?
I would say in the 20s. I have to go back and check because I did
it
between Facebook and Twitter, and a couple people who text me, friends of ours, who didn't want to put it on their social page, but they text me, you should do this. I'm like, all right. I believe your wife actually was the deciding factor, because we were actually at 50%.
She did.
We were
she
at 50-50. Yeah, so you weighed in, and I don't know if we should have asked her, but we did, and she picked music videos, so we're doing top 5 music videos of all time.
Yes. Our favorite music videos of all time.
Right, right. So I'm excited about that. So I did all my research on snacks and didn't do any on videos, so this is going to go really well. Well, let's get into it, Jim. I'm done talking about my day. I'm just still a little angry, and I shouldn't be. It ended well. I'm sorry, okay?
I don't know why you're yelling at me about
it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just... Well, I had about 14 Cokes, so I'm a little wired. Jim, do you have an adult beverage in front of you right now?
I do. I'm drinking bourbon.
Bourbon? Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of it. They just invent it?
Do they what?
Nothing. You ruined my joke. Dude, I said I never heard of it. Did they just invent it?
Yeah, they did. Kentuckians.
I like Kentuckians.
Yeah, well, it's Kentuckians now.
I like that. We're going to call them that. So, and I think we have some downloads from Kentucky.
That's impressive. Well, didn't you just say, what was the continent that we just got one from?
The South Pacific. The South Pacific. We got one from Philippines.
Oh, I thought you said Australia.
Oh, no, yeah. We got one from Australia, and we got a couple from the Philippines.
That's impressive.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Not sure why. Thanks.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll take it.
Well, we'll take it. Well, we're getting international, Jim. We still got a bunch from Canada and, of course, the U.S., and we're just all over the place
huge.
Now.
I'm huge in Canada. I love Canada.
I know. You are huge in Canada, mostly because they're really short there. What?
I said I do love Canada. I actually do really love Canada.
Good.
I would move there.
Good. Well, that's... good for you. All right, well, let's get into our top five, Jim. We're doing top five music videos. We grew up in the MTV era when they actually played videos. And VH1 also. And now neither of them do. And that's their problem. But
yeah, I mean, I just remember coming home from school and just always watching, even like over summer and coming home after watching TV, whether it was Singled Out or Rock and Jock B-Ball or their Spring Break stuff or remember Sandblast, like all their game shows and then all their videos all the time, and TRL always had videos, and then as we got a little bit older, TRL would play like 15 seconds of a video then they would pretty much just name the video and then they don't show videos at all. It was sad.
That was a cool thing to do, to come home and you watch the whole video, no matter how long it was. The Top 20 Countdown. I think it was just called Top 20 Countdown before the TRL stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I loved it. And you find out if someone got knocked off the top 20 or whatever, and oh, it was great. And you wait for a new video. That's where you debut. Well, you get the debut of a new video. It was awesome.
Well, at the time, like, things have changed so much, because at the time, a really good video sold the single, and the single sold the album.
Right.
If you had a good video, your album sales are going to go up. Well, they don't really do videos a whole lot anymore, and album sales don't really matter because everything is digital downloads, so you're selling singles now. You're selling single songs. You're not selling full albums as much anymore because it doesn't really matter. So it's just, I don't know. Times have changed, my friend. I don't think I like it.
All right, Jim. Well, yeah, times have changed, but let's get into what we liked when we were watching videos, and let's start with our top five. What do you say?
Okay. Yes, do it.
I'm going to go first this time?
Yes.
Okay. I like the confirmation from you. Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No. So my number five is a 1994 song, and it comes from a great band that we all love, the Beastie Boys. And it is Sabotage. Do you remember this one?
Yeah, me too. Actually, yeah, because it's my number five.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Out of all the videos in the world.
Out of all the videos throughout time.
Well, go. Yeah. Let's talk about this one together, shall we?
Okay, let's do that.
So going to my copy and paste researching, Sabotage was directed by Spike Jonze, which, were, if I had to guess, I know in mine you're going to see him a lot pop up. He made some awesome videos. But, I mean, if anyone remembers this video, it was pretty much, it was like an opening sequence or like a show Chips or a cool cop show. and
like a Beretta, or a Hurricane Hut.
Yeah, it was awesome, and they had the cool little cop mustaches on and stuff, and they they would play. It was like an opening sequence to a show, and then they played like different like their characters are fake people, but they played like Nathan Wind as Cochise, and that was played by MCA.
Cochise, that was always my favorite name.
That was Cochise. Cochise, and I love Vic Califari as Bobby the Rookie, played by Ad-Rock.
Bobby the Rookie,
and and it shows him just punching a guy because he's probably the hothead rookie, you know. But it was awesome. It was just these guys running around doing cop chases, throwing a guy off a bridge, you know, like it was just crazy.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite videos, obviously of all time, and it was one that I had a hard time with this category because I love music and I love music videos in the 90s and stuff. So when we talked about doing it, I had like initial five pop into my head and I probably stuck with them, but then another 20 came on my list and I had to really narrow them down and drop them off. And this one was, since it's number five, it almost didn't make the cut. It teetered on it, but it was still, when I think of music videos in the 90s, this one is one of the first ones that pops into my head as one of the best music videos and memorable music videos of the time.
Yeah, it's definitely one that you would, every time it came on, you sat and watched the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. you watched all 4 minutes or whatever it was. It's just an awesome, awesome video. And it's a great song. I love the song. One thing we're doing with this, like, all these videos, these are not necessarily my favorite songs. Because we're just talking about the videos. But this one is kind of plays both. It's one, I love the song. I love the Beastie Boys, but this is probably one, my favorite song by the Beastie Boys. And this this video is so awesome. They're just running around like crazy. It was nominated for like five different awards that year, the 94 Video Music Awards. Didn't win any of them. Lost Best Group Video and Viewer's Choice to Aerosmith's Cryin'. Which
I loved the Aerosmith videos at that time. I don't even like Aerosmith at all, actually. But I loved Cryin', and I loved Crazy, and I loved Amazing. Like, those three Alicia Silverstone videos.
Right. And is that's why you liked them, was Alicia Silverstone. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah. And which one was it where she was, like, the virtual reality one? Was that Amazing?
I think so.
That was an awesome video, too.
Yeah. And then it lost to R.E.M., The Sabotage lost to R.E.M.
Everybody Hurts.
What's that?
Everybody Hurts.
Yeah. And but this was infamous because didn't MCA run up on stage after losing when Michael Stipe from R.E.M. was given his acceptance speech for them winning, and because he was mad because they lost in every category, so he kind of stole the show a little bit. So that was an interesting moment. But actually in 2009... MTV Music Awards actually gave the Sabotage video, they gave him a Moon Man for the best video never not to win a Moon Man award.
We agree with that.
Yeah. There are definitely, they should have won, out of being nominated for 5-6 things and didn't win one thing. It's pretty,
for that great of a video.
Right. And you don't, in Aerosmith's Cryin' and R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts, they don't come up, if you look up lists of best videos or you listen to like YouTube best videos, those aren't on there. But Sabotage is.
Yeah, I didn't even remember the Aerosmith video. Those didn't really pop into my head until, you know, we started just talking about the Alicia Silverstone videos at the time. Those weren't ones that I automatically thought of. Looking back, I really liked them.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess they just didn't really stand out to me.
Hmm. Well, I love this one. Thank God for the Beastie Boys. They're awesome. The song itself has made its way into some recent movies. The 2009 remake of Star Trek, and then the Star Trek Beyond. They play it, the song in that movie, and they're like, "What is this? Classical music?" They make that joke, which I guess in that time it will be, you know. So that's great. But yeah, great song. So. Big fan.
Good pick, Tom. Good pick.
Is that a good pick?
My number four?
Let's do it. If it's the same thing, this is going to be a short show.
It better not be. It better not be the same one. Right. I'm sure we might have a couple here coming up. I think our number one might be about the same. But my number four is from a 96 album, self-titled album by the Foo Fighters.
Oh, sweet. It's not the same. Okay. Close.
And it's the song Big Me.
Ah, yes. Great song, too.
Do you remember the... It's a great song. Yeah, it was a great song. Do you remember the video for it?
Yeah, I do. I do. I was looking it up. By the way, doing research for this was amazing. I sat there...
Yeah, it was a lot of...
Wife drank wine, I drank some beer, and we just sat and watched YouTube videos the whole night, and that was awesome. So...
So you recently just watched this video?
Yes, we did.
Again?
Yes.
So the video is a spoof of Mentos commercials, the famous mints. They all get into different situations like the commercials would, where this girl gets like blocked in parallel parking, and they come over, the band comes over, dressed as construction workers, and picks up her VW bug, and then holds up the Futos thing of mints, and one of them, they're crossing a street, and a limo parks the crosswalk, and he climbs through the limo with this woman in the bag in a business suit, the phone, and holds it up, and everything's okay. So the video was hilarious at the time, and it kind of really set itself apart, and the song was so different, too, because it was kind of bouncy and cheery, and it's very opposite of where the Foo Fighters were going, and eventually did go into like a really good rock band. So it, both of the things separated themselves, and it's the reason why I bought that album. I remember buying that album at the same time that I bought Wu-Tang Forever at a Best Buy. I remember grabbing both of those CDs and buying them at the same time.
What's a CD, Jim?
Dude, I still buy CDs.
I know. I think we talked about this before. And I would buy the CDs because of these videos.
Yeah. So Dave Grohl wrote Big Me when he was still in Nirvana. He was still drumming for Nirvana when he wrote the song. And then it eventually made it onto their first Foo Fighters album. Now, the thing that I found really funny about this, I watched Dave Grohl recently in a VH1 Storytellers, and he was telling the story of this song and how after it came out, they stopped playing it live because everyone could throw Mentos at them when they played it. And they're hard.
Yeah, that doesn't.
So it was like getting hit with rocks. So they stopped playing it. They didn't play it for 12 years at any live show.
Yeah.
For 12 years, from 96 to, what, 08 then?
For safety reasons.
And they were on a tour with Weezer. And Weezer asked them if they could cover it. So Weezer started playing it live. And then they decided, okay, it's been 12 years. Let's add it back on our set list. So they go out to play it. And they're like, don't throw Mentos. Like, they're like, nobody's even going to carry Mentos because they know we're not going to play it.
Right.
So they're like, okay, don't throw Mentos. Some chucks an entire package and hits Dave Grohl in the head.
Jeez.
So he's like, live on stage, he's like, okay, we're done with this. I'm going to light this package on fire on the stage and put an end to you guys throwing this at us so we can play this song.
Nice.
And he's reaching his pockets, and he doesn't have a lighter, and he goes, does anybody have a lighter? And 10,000 lighters get thrown in his head.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, he was asking for that. He shouldn't have said, does anyone have a lighter?
No, he was definitely asking for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's, I remember this video well. It was a good one. Yeah, I made fun of it. It was so topical, because all those Mentos commercials. And
at the time, those were cute. Yeah.
Those Mentos commercials, man, how annoying were those?
Oh, they were terrible. But this video did win. It was nominated for 5 MTV Video Music Awards in 96, but it only won Best Group Video, but it did win an award.
As it should have. It was a very good one.
As it should.
Well, hey, let's go on. Now, so my number 4, speaking of Weezer, I'm going with Buddy Holly.
Okay.
I love this show. I love this video.
It was a great video.
Yeah, it was a great video. For those who don't remember, it took clips of Happy Days, and at like Arnold's, the hangout in Happy Days, the show Happy Days, and then they were the band playing at Happy Days. So they mirrored it all together. So you see the Fonz and Richie and all the guys, and then Al, the owner of the place there, the actor came back, and he interacted with the band and stuff, so they made it look like it was an episode of Happy Days. It was so cool, and of course it's a great song. I love the song, It was off their...
That's a great album.
Yeah.
Blue Album's one of the best albums of the 90s.
And it was a debut album for them, I believe.
And, it was.
Yeah, the Blue Album was amazing. It came out in 94. The single was actually released on what would have been Buddy Holly's 58th birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then it's listed all over the place as being one of the best songs, you know, top 100 list, top 500 list, you know. But the video itself, again, directed by Spike Jonze, just like directed Sabotage. He directed tons of them. And again, they portray Weezer's performing at Arnold's Drive-In and from the Happy Days. Al in the show he says they're from Kenosha, Wisconsin. The show I believe Happy Days took place in Wisconsin. And so he says Weezer themselves are actually from Los Angeles, but... Al is from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
The actor is from Kenosha.
Yeah. And it's just fun to say Kenosha, Wisconsin. Let's be honest.
It is.
Yeah. It shows Fonzie doing some crazy weird jig dancing in it. But they had a body double come in so he could interact with the band playing the dancing. So it looked like Fonzie was there. That was super cool.
And the backup dancers are friends of the band.
Right, right. So, Anson Williams, who played Potsy, was the only one was objected to the footage of him being played, because they own their rights to their own footage and stuff. And it was a letter from actually then owner of Geffen Records, David Geffen, just said, "Hey, we need your footage." And he just said, "Yeah, okay." Like, he realized, oh, the owner of Geffen Records is coming. Maybe these guys are kind of a big deal. And so he allowed them to be. So he stopped being a little Madonna about that. But this was in huge rotation on MTV. I mean, this was on all the time. Remember this? It was nominated for 5 awards, 95 in the 95 Music Video Awards. It won 4 of them: Best Alternative Video, Breakthrough Video, Best Direction, and Best Editing. It lost Video of the Year to TLC's Waterfalls. Remember that one?
Oh!
Don't go chasing them. Don't go chasing them.
I mean, I did love Waterfalls when it came out. Right.
So, do you remember... Okay, so this time... Do you remember...
Wait, did you just brush that out?
Yeah, no, I'm not even going to go there. At the time, your family maybe bought a new home computer at the time? Maybe in the mid-90s? If your family did...
I know where you're going with
but
this.
But yeah, you would get...
We did. We bought an Acer with Windows 95.
Right, and Windows 95 included this video, like as part of the promotion of, you got this. You know, they still do that now. You buy Windows or you get an iPhone or something, and it has like U2 songs on it or something. But this had Buddy Holly video, which just skyrocketed its popularity even more because tons of people were seeing it because it was like the only free thing they could get on there without buying more stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. And this video actually has an exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art.
Wow.
Yeah, and it appeared in one of mine and yours favorite shows, Beavis and Butthead, the season 5, episode 30, Here Comes the Bride's Butt is the name of the...
Of course it is.
But that appeared in 95, and if those of you remember Beavis and Butthead, this is exactly what Jim and I are doing now. We just sat and watched videos and commented on them. But, yeah. No, I love this video. It's just awesome to see them it's like old footage of a cool show that your parents would watch, you know, like, and suddenly like, oh, look at they're putting this in there, and I don't know. Pretty cool.
It was just such a creative idea, and even watching it today, it doesn't look fake.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes, like, older, you know, a video that was done 20 years ago or 20-plus years ago, in that fashion, you'd be like, oh, okay, it kind of looks corny, or you can pick out. No, it just looks real. It still looks real. They did a great job of it.
Yeah. So that's my number 4, Jim. And you're talking so much about it, I have a feeling it might be on your list somewhere, but I'm not.
Well, it is my number 3.
All right. Well, let's keep going.
This is my number 3, and the only thing that I can add is that I just heard on the radio from a DJ who was playing this song today that they didn't even want this song on the Blue Album.
Isn't that crazy?
They didn't really like the song. They thought it was too corny to be with the rest of the songs on the album, and then they were convinced to release it as a single. Was it the second? I think it was the second single on the album, because The Sweater Song, I think, was the first. And then it blew up, and it was probably bigger than the Sweater Song was.
Yeah. I mean, this whole album is awesome. I still have this album. I will never get rid of it. It's a great album.
No.
But if you see, you hear that a lot. Like, a lot of people, like, a lot of bands, like, they didn't like this certain song, and suddenly it becomes their biggest hit. You know, it's...
Yeah.
It's weird. But
sweet. Yeah, I mean, if we ever did a top 90s albums...
this might be on
would
there.
Weezer's Blue Album would definitely be in my top five 90s albums.
Yeah,
sure.
Without question, I think. I mean, that would just...
Yeah.
It would be... Like, doing these lists, it's hard, because you start... Like we said, we start listing other ones, and you're like, oh, man, that's going to be hard to leave out, and Weezer would be in there. It's just hard to not have that one in there. You know, so...
Yeah.
Nice. So that's your number three. Anything else on Buddy Holly?
That's my number three. No, that's it. That's
all
my
right.
Three,
keep going. Dude. Rapid fire lightning round. I like this.
That show, yeah.
I like this. Well, let me tell you about my number three.
Okay.
Now, my number three is from the 1986. And I absolutely love this video. When I was a little kid, I thought this was a two-person band singing this song. But it is You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who don't know, this video has Chevy Chase in it. And
I've never seen this video.
Oh, my God. You've never seen this video? Stop the show. Wait, Jim, turn it on. How could you never see... Really? Are you serious?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
You okay? You
no, I'm not okay. It? This is a great video. It's Al... It's... Oh. Okay.
I've legitimately never heard you so worked up.
I'm going to try to work through this.
Like,
but
you weren't even this worked up when you dropped your iPhone today.
Oh, don't... And then you had to bring that back up. You know, what the hell? Jesus. All right. Anyway, I'm going to try to get through this, but I'm a little upset. I just want you to know that. Oh, okay.
Well, why don't you tell me and the rest of our listeners what this video is about?
Okay. This video... Okay. You Can Call Me Al was... Paul Simon.
You to find your center.
Okay, it's probably Paul Simon's biggest solo hit. You know, I know he was, you know, with Simon Garfunkel, he's big, and he has tons of great songs. But this is one of the biggest ones, I think, because of the time and because of the video era. And the original video, actually, there was two videos. The original one was him playing this song when he hosted Saturday Night Live, and he didn't really like it. And it was actually Lorne Michaels who said, well, you know, Chevy Chase, I know him really well. Why don't we put him in the video? And so basically what the video is the two guys, Paul Simon and Chevy Chase, they enter a little room. It's just a pastel pink, like, walled room. It's really small room. And the song starts, and Paul Simon's about to sing, and Chevy Chase starts singing. Like, so it sounds like he's singing. He's lip-syncing all Paul Simon's words. And Paul Simon just looks at him funny, and then suddenly just walks out of the room, comes in with different instruments, and he's playing different instruments through the song. And Chevy Chase is just being his Chevyest, you know, just total 80s Chevy Chase. Awesome. Completely awesome. And when I was a little kid, I thought this was Chevy Chase's song. I'm like, oh, this is cool. He sings, too, because I didn't know. You know, you're a little kid, but... yeah, at some point, you know, Paul Simon brings in a bass guitar, a conga drum, and basically the only part he sings is if... When you say... he just sings the parts, if you'll be my bodyguard, I'll call you Betty. That's the only parts he actually sings, even though Paul Simon sings the whole song. And,
okay.
Oh God. And then they get up and do a little dance at the end of it. And then they walk out of the room. That's the whole video. It's so funny. It's just so funny. Cause it's Chevy Chase. He's just doing his little dances. Like you see him do like in Caddyshack or Fletch. And it's just, like I said, he's being his Chevyest, you know?
Oh. It was the height of Chevy Chase.
Who doesn't love Chevy Chase?
I love Chevy Chase.
Okay, good. Well, at least you like that. I'm still so upset that you haven't seen this video.
You know, there's a lot of 80s things that I just don't know. For some reason, I don't know a lot of 80s pop culture stuff. There's a ton of 80s movies I haven't seen and music and videos and stuff. I don't know. I didn't care about the 80s for some reason.
Well, you know what? They don't care about you.
That's fair. All
right. Before we get into, like, seriously a fist fight, let's just move on. But I love this video. I think there was someone on our Facebook that even reached out and said they hope we even talk about this video. So, and we did, and it was, and I legitimately is in my top five. I love, so it's still one of my favorites.
Well, I'm glad you talked about it and introduced me to it, so I can look it up when we are done.
Well, there you go. That's, see, that's what part of the show, right? We're introducing people. Like, maybe there's someone else out there now that's like you, and you can go watch it.
All right. And I learned something here tonight. That's what this is about, education.
Oh, Jim, why don't you just talk about your number three? I need to step back for a minute. I'm going to have a sip of my alcoholic beverage.
Seriously?
I'm going to calm down.
I need to have another drink, buddy.
All right, well, I'm out of my alcohol. I'm going to open up a beer here.
Well, let me ask you, you have older brothers. How much older are your brothers than you?
Well, that's the thing. My brothers are 6 and 9 years older than me. So they, you know, okay, they definitely grew up. So that's why I'm more into 80s stuff. I mean, I was born in the 80s, but, like, I grew up watching MTV with them, you know, and I just had to sit there in the corner and not say anything because they didn't let me talk or anything. But so
sure,
I just, you know, I'm used to this stuff more because it was just always around because of my brothers. But you don't have older siblings like that, so.
Well, I have an older sister.
Right.
So, right. So I do have an older sister, but she's 4 years older than me. So I started getting into music in, like, 90, 91 probably.
Okay.
So anything before that time isn't really my thing. It's really early, like 90 to 95 is really where my useless knowledge comes in.
Jim, I just want you
to
know.
I used to.
I want you to.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can call me Al.
I don't want to call you anything right now. I feel very offended.
Just don't call me late for dinner. That's my dad used to say.
No, I used to, I remember waking up and listening to, like, Casey Kasem's Top 40 every Sunday, from 8 to noon, every Sunday, when I was, like, 9. So that's really my era of music, I guess.
Okay. I got nothing to say to you right now.
I can tell.
I'm just really on pins and needles over here, waiting for your number 3.
Well, I already told you it's Weezer's
Buddy
Holly. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm waiting for your number 2.
Okay. You're just going to bash my number 2 now.
I've
never heard of that one, Jim. That's shit. I don't like that song.
Well, what
I'm
sucks
sorry.
Is my next 2 are from the 80s, and so, like, you're not even going to care.
No, probably not. Okay.
Right.
My number 2 is from 1996.
Okay.
From one of my favorite bands and probably my favorite album.
Mm-hmm.
It is Smashing Pumpkins' Tonight Tonight.
Tonight Tonight. Yes, that was one I had to cut off. It's in my top 10 for sure.
I didn't really realize it was my second favorite video of all time until I started ranking them.
Right.
And then when it came down to it, I was like, wow, I guess that is my number 2 of all time. It's the third single off of Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. Probably one of their most successful songs, actually. It was directed by Jonathan Dayton and Valley Ferris, who are married, and they directed a ton of Smashing Pumpkins videos and also a bunch of other videos for R.E.M. and Porno for Pyros and Jane's Addiction and Chili Peppers all through the 90s. For anybody who hasn't seen the video, it's a take on the silent film from 1902, A Trip to the Moon, the silent film classic. And it was actually the third concept for the video. The first one ended up to be exactly the same as the Chili Peppers Aeroplane video. And they saw that video and they're like, ah, crap, that's what we were going to do. So then they came up with another one where the camera was supposed to, like, the band was playing on stage and the camera was going to go into the eye of an audience member and then have, like, a point of view shot, and then they ditched that one. And they ended up doing a take on A Trip to the Moon because you may have noticed from the cover art of A Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness, they got the idea from that. It's all very much the same. And they're like, well, that's your cover art for the album. Let's just play on that. And that's how they did the video.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, and they take, like, a Zeppelin, you know what a Zeppelin is. Not, anyway, they take that to the moon.
A blimp. It's a blimp.
A blimp. Thank
right.
you. And they crash, and then these, like, Martian, like, human Martians come out, and they hit them with umbrellas, and then take a rocket to the sea and come back. It's very early 1900s silent vaudeville type of video. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
What I thought was funny is they shot the film over 3 days, but they couldn't find costumes the turn of the century, because James Cameron was also shooting Titanic at the same time.
And he had all of them.
all the costumes in Hollywood. So they had a hard time finding any scraps to actually shoot this video. But it did win. It won 6 awards at the MTV Movie Awards in 96 for Video of the Year, Breakthrough Video, Best Direction, Best Special Effects, Best Arts, Cinematography. And I think it won best. It was up for Best Editing and up for Viewer's Choice. So it won a ton of awards at the time and got the recognition that it probably deserved for 1996.
It's a cool video. I rewatched it, and it's a little messed up. And videos at that time were kind of crazy, but that's what made it so cool. It was unique, and I loved it. Yeah, I remember in college, later on in college, I was in, we did the same thing you did. I did video production classes and stuff like that, and I had a video, like history of movie kind of class, and we had to watch that 1902 film you're talking about, Trip to the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, I'm like, hey, it's like the Smashing Pumpkins video. Like, that's the first thing I thought of. Because at the time, you didn't know that they took it from something. I mean, who sits around and watches videos from 1902, you know? But,
right.
Yeah, it was so cool. So then, of course, that made me even more interested in it. But yeah, it's just got to be one of the... I mean, it's one of the greatest albums of all time. Their Melancholy Infants. It's awesome. Awesome songs. Billy Corgan... basically couldn't do anything wrong back then. He was just awesome.
No. And they're actually talking about getting back together for a reunion album, because they haven't played together since the album after Melancholy, which was Ava Adore, I think, was the last time any of them really played together. At the time, Jimmy Chamberlain, the drummer, I don't know if you remember how much you remember about the tour, the Melancholy tour. It was my first concert I ever went to with, I saw the leg of the tour when Garbage opened for him. But Jimmy Chamberlain, their drummer, OD'd on drugs with, I think, their keyboardist.
Yeah.
And
while they're on tour, so they wasn't it? Yeah.
So they postponed a lot of their tour, and they ended up taking the drummer from Filter and finishing it out.
Yeah, I remember.
So I don't think he's played with them since then. And then Jimmy Iha and Darcy, I think they played on their next album, but nothing after that. And then Corgan did a side project. He did Zwan, which is basically Smashing Pumpkins. Anything that Corgan does at Smashing Pumpkins is just like a mix of people playing with him at that point. But I think the original four are talking about getting back together for another album. And I just heard an interview with him talking about it on a radio show and saying how he doesn't want to do music, like current music from today, like in today's style, because he doesn't think his fans will like it on a reunion. He still feels like he needs to do music from an alternative mid-90s style to get his older fans to actually buy into this album. And I agree, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear him redo Siamese Dream and Melancholy and Gish. I don't want to hear him do new stuff. So
right,
hopefully they stick to that.
Yeah, you go to these concerts now of like bands you couldn't afford because you're younger or something, when, you know, and then they come and do it, and you just want to hear their old stuff. And it's almost like when they say, you know, hey, we're going to play something off our new album. It's like, oh, right, go grab a beer.
Right. Same as if you go to a bar and you hear a band play, you just want to hear covers. You don't want to hear, like,
yeah,
okay, this is our one song. You're like, I don't care.
All right, let's go to the restaurant.
I just want to hear you. Yeah. I want to hear you play covers.
Right. Yeah. You're a Bruce Springsteen cover band. I want to hear The Boss. All right. That's kind of what. Okay, so, well, good pick, Jim. That's a good pick.
Well, thank you.
That's a good pick.
Nice of you to say to me.
And you're so good with this history stuff. Your copy and pasting research is way superior to mine.
I will copy and paste the hell out of some research, I'll tell you that.
Right. Well, you did a good job. You did a good job.
Thanks, buddy.
Never mind. All right. I was going to try to say a joke. It totally ruined, and now I just sound like a moron. So I'm just going to move on. All right, my number two. And I hope you at least know the frickin' song, all right? And I'm going to play a little bit for you. Well, just not really.
Okay.
Remember?
Yeah.
Take On Me by Aha.
Mm-hmm.
I love this song, this video, and Jim.
All I can think of is the Family Guy.
Well, that's what got that done. Okay, so people out there, Take On Me by A-ha was awesome. Came out, this is like 85, I think. 84 was when the song came out, so 84, 85. It was actually, this video came out in 85 because it won at the 86 Music Awards. And for Jim, you're such a comic book fan, you should love this video. So basically what it is...
I do.
Okay, good. So...
It's a great video.
It's an awesome video, and it's way ahead of its time at the time. And it's basically the band... it's this girl who... The girl's at this restaurant, and she's looking at this comic book. And then the comic book pages start moving, and the guy sings to it, and this guy in the band is in the comic book. And he's, like, inviting her into the comic. And eventually she goes, and so he's all drawn, they call it rotoscoping, and it's pencil sketched animation. So it's basically, they sketched every frame of video they shot, and then they made it look like a comic book. He's in black and white pencils, you know, looking thing. And she gets into the comic book, and they're running around, you know, from these cops there chasing him or something. And then he comes through the comic book and turns back to life. It's really just a really cool story if you watch it. And actually, it's on YouTube in greatest videos of all time, just as we're sitting here. And that one, it just popped up, which is weird that I'm talking about it right now. But, it's totally awesome. And like I said, it won 6 awards at the 86 Music Awards. It was nominated for 8 total. This was directed by Steve Barron. And he was known for this rotoscoping type thing, which was you draw over the frames of video. And it's so cool. And like you said, like there's a Family Guy clip where Chris and his mom are at the grocery store, and she's like, "Get some milk, honey," and he goes over the milk, and suddenly he sees a hand pop out just like in the video, like inviting him in. And suddenly he grabs and pulls him in, and suddenly he's in the video with the band. And he finally pops out, and the mom's like, where were you? He's like, I don't know. Oh my god. The 6 awards it won was Best New Artist Video, Best Concept Video, which is in Most Experimental Video, which is it was way ahead of anything that was nominated with. Best Direction, Best Special Effects, and Viewer's Choice. It lost Video of the Year and lost Best Group Video. And actually, I don't have who won that year, but it's an awesome. It's just a fun video, and like, yeah, it still holds up. It's fun to watch. You know, this cool. I mean, comic books have never gone away, so it's anything comic book stuff always plays. You know, it's always good, but it's such a fun video. Anyway, that's my number 2. Got anything else on it?
No, that's a great pick.
Yeah, thank you. Video. Thank you. Rotoscoping, Jim. Look it up.
I will rewatch that video as soon as we're done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time.
Just like you, buddy. Just like you.
And anyone who doesn't like Norwegian synth pop music, come on. Oh, all right, what are we on, Jim?
We're on number 1.
Okay, well, before we get to our number 1, we mentioned how hard this was to, like, pick videos. And
it was really difficult. It was much more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, we had people comment on our Facebook page with their top 5. I think my brothers both shot me some text today with their top 5 and some friends and stuff. And then they're all, and what was cool and scary at the same time is they're all different than mine. And I'm like, oh man, they're not going to like mine. But it's like, it's because there's so many videos out there, and it's really what you like. You know, they like certain things about it. But some of my other ones that didn't make it. First, I want to mention one that it's fairly recent. It's not from the 80s or 90s like we usually pick. It's by OK Go, the band OK Go. Here It Goes Again.
That video is so good, yes.
Oh, it's on your list?
Yeah, it was, I had to cut it.
Yeah, I cut it. I cut it too.
Here It Goes Again, that video is, all their videos are amazing.
We could do a top 5 OK Go videos. And we could, like, I left OK Go, Metallica, and Michael Jackson all off my list. And we could do a top five of any of those groups. You know, they always had awesome videos.
I love Michael Jackson, and Black or White was a great video, and Scream was a great video. Yeah. Obviously, Thriller,
It's my favorite.
Everything Michael Jackson did was
my favorite. Michael Jackson was Smooth Criminal. I absolutely loved.
Oh, that's a great one.
That one. So, but yeah, some of the other ones I had to leave off my list. We mentioned Metallica. The video Unforgiven by Metallica is so cool. It's so cool. It almost has like a Shawshank Redemption type thing to it. This guy is young. Was a little kid born in like captivity, and he is in a little windowless room, and basically the whole video is showing him every year until he's a very, very, very old man, just knocking away to get this hole in the wall into the wall so he can escape. And it's just a cool video. It's one of their first big ballads that they ever did, so it's awesome. We mentioned Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. What's My Age Again by Blink-182, one of my favorite songs. The video is hilarious. Them just running, they're streaking through this, through the streets. Jeremy by Pearl Jam. I had Tonight.
Oh, that video is so good.
Yeah, that's a great video.
And then speak of another video that's way ahead of its time.
Oh yeah. And this is way ahead of its time. I mean, before some of this crap started happening.
I totally
schools.
Forgot about Jeremy. That was a good call.
But I had on here, my wife will be happy with this. We started, Britney Spears was on there. I had some of her videos.
It got cut. Mine was Baby One More Time.
Oh, I love that one.
I mean, that changed adolescence for many young boys.
Yeah. I can't even talk about it. So, okay. So,
I can't talk about it.
No. Couple other ones. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody was awesome. And that is a cool one because it came, and that song's from the 70s, and they redid that. They took footage of them from being on stage and spliced in the Wayne's World clips because that movie made that song huge again. Just huge.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, the Wayne's World soundtrack in itself was amazing.
Yeah. What other ones did you have on your some honorable mentions that you had?
Oh, man. I almost put in the Prodigy video for Smack My Bitch Up. Remember that?
Yeah, that was a cool video.
It was like, I remember it only ran at night and it had to run with a disclaimer.
Yep.
And the video was really long. It was like a movie in itself. It was like the point of view of this person going through a really messed up night doing drugs and all this crazy stuff. And you think it's a man, and at the very end they look in the mirror and it's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to run with a disclaimer because there was so much like nudity and crazy stuff in that video. But it was like, really groundbreaking for the time, and I love early 90s, mid 90s rap.
Yeah,
like I love Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Warren G and all that stuff at the time. So Snoop Dogg, What's My Name, where he morphs into the dog.
That was awesome.
I love that video. And Gin and Juice was like that, those videos like define the early 90s for me. So those almost made it on my list.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. Did you ever hear of a band called Stabbing Westward?
You know, it doesn't sound familiar.
No, they weren't very popular. They had this video for this song called Shame. That's a great song, and the video was amazing, and it was about this girl answers the phone, and it's like her ex-boyfriend, and he was supposed to be in a mental institution, but he tracked her down, and the rest of the video, he's chasing her, trying to kill her, and he ends up on the roof, like a rooftop of her apartment building. It's a really intense video. It's really cool. I took a bunch of them off my list that just didn't make the cut.
Right.
But
how about remember Jamiroquai?
The Virtual Insanity.
Yes,
on my list too. Yeah, that's an awesome video.
Well, good. Well, let's go to our number ones then, because I'm afraid if I mention another one, you're going to mention your number one. So why don't you go ahead? What's your number one?
Okay, my number one. Keep in mind, these are my favorite videos of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flat out say, and this is probably one of the best music videos of all time.
Okay.
Arguably, though, and I don't know if it's your number one, you said you left MJ off your list.
Yeah.
I think probably Thriller is the greatest music video of all time,
right?
But it's not my favorite. Does that make sense?
Yes, I get it, yeah.
My favorite music video of all time is Guns N' Roses, 1992, November Rain from Use Your Illusion 1. I love November Rain.
Yeah.
I love the song, I love the video. It's my favorite music video of all time. It's kind of segmented into two parts. It's a long song, long video. Mm-hmm. Axl Rose marries his then-time girlfriend, Stephanie Seymour, who was one of the original supermodels.
And we were introduced to Stephanie Seymour. Gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Yeah. Marries her. They have this happy relationship, and then she dies. And you don't really know how she dies. Then they go on to her funeral at the second half of it with some amazing slash guitar solos in front of a church with a helicopter circling him. And they had a $1.5 million budget. At the time, it was the most expensive video. Then it got blown up by a couple other ones, including Michael Jackson's Scream. Her wedding dress was included in that $1.5 million budget during the wedding scene. It won MTV Award for Best Cinematography. And what I thought was weird is it's based on a short story called Without You about a guy who falls in love with a girl who commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
But the short story is loosely based off of an Axl Rose relationship with one of his ex-girlfriends.
Right.
So it's like, you base a video off a short story based off you.
Off you, yeah.
So basically, you just base you off of you.
Like, right.
You just cut the middleman out of this one.
Right.
But I still love this video. I still watch it. The iconic scene is the outside of that church in New Mexico, just circling around Axl Rose playing, which they built the church for the music video that didn't exist. So
they couldn't find a church.
I don't know. I love it.
It's like,
yeah.
No, I love this one too. This is not my number one. It's actually, and I had to leave it off my list, and I didn't mention it in my honorable mentions because I thought maybe you would. I didn't want to steal your thunder. I thought maybe you might probably have this in your list, but. No, it's a great video. Use Your Illusions 1 and 2. Man, what great album. I mean,
yeah.
At that time, Guns N' Roses could do no wrong. They were so good.
Yep.
They were even did a super tour with Metallica during that time. It's like, what a show that would freaking be, you know? That's a great video, but they're not my number one. Yep, Jim, that's, I don't know, I want to say more about November 8, you said it all, it's such a, the guitar, slash playing guitar, I could listen to that all day.
Yeah, which, did you know that Slash plays guitar in Michael Jackson's Black or White?
Yes, I did.
Guitar in that song?
Yes, I did.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Also, another great video, didn't pick that one, but my number one, it is an 80s one, but I believe you've probably actually even seen it. So, it is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Now, I love Dire Straits, and basically I love Dire Straits from this song. They don't have a lot of huge hits. This was their biggest hit from their album, 85 album, Brothers in Arms. They're a British band, but Money for Nothing is an awesome, awesome song. If you listen to the words, it's basically a disgruntled older guy who's like a blue-collar worker. And he basically explains what he does. He's a furniture mover kind of thing. And he's watching MTV. And he's basically commenting on what he sees. And he's like, these guys are getting their money for nothing and their chicks for free. You know, like, they're not doing what I do, work really hard all day. And but the coolest part of this video is the first kind of use of computer animation. You know, these were computer animated cartoons that you see on the TV, and they are on your TV.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was so cool, and they're kind of boxy. It's almost like a video game look to them. You know, going back to what we were talking about last show, our Nintendo stuff. They're like Nintendo looking characters.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and the singer of the band Dire Straits, actually didn't like videos for one. He definitely didn't want to do this video. And he was like, no, 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 we'll just do us playing on the stage, you know, like, and the MTV producer at the time was Warner Brothers, who was producing their album and stuff, said MTV contacted him and said, no, you need to do something different. You can't just have another guy playing guitar on stage. And it wasn't until the guy's girlfriend said, yeah, you know what, let's do something different, and that's why he said, okay, I'll do it. Like, if it wasn't for her, it would just be another, it would have been lost in just a million videos that were just boring to watch. Now, this song has one of the best guitar riffs ever. I love it. So that alone makes the song great, but the fact that it also used what I talked about in that the Take On Me by A-ha, that rotoscoping, but it used, instead of like pencil looking black and white, it was that neon pink and neon blue, and which is also the same artwork that's on their album. And so it shows the cartoon guys watching Dire Straits on TV play their song, and they're outlined in these hot pink and hot, you know, very 80s, very, very 80s looking. And, just, it's awesome. Yeah, that's all I got on that one.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick, man.
Yeah, I mean, how cool, to the computer animation at the time was really, really, that was really early in its infancy. And to use it on a video, and it just got huge. And it won tons of awards it won Grammy Awards, it won MTV Movie Awards. I mean, it was huge, so. And a little side fact, the first ever video to be played on MTV Europe, which launched in 87.
Oh, so
MTV, wow. America, you know, US MTV was around 5 years prior to that, but so awesome, good pick for MTV Europe to play. So, Sting also sings backup vocals. A lot of people don't know that one. When the guy in the background is like, "I want my MTV," that's Sting. People don't know that.
So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he say, "Yeah." So, what was I gonna say? I'm looking for one more thing. Never mind. Anyway, it's good. No, and there's a couple other videos actually in the video, because the guys are, you know, they're moving their furniture and stuff, and they're watching this guy, and it shows the Dire Straits video, but it also shows a couple other British bands. One Hungarian pop band, Elsel Emilet, I don't even know who they are, shows a video of them. It shows all these other videos in it. It's just cool, because you see the guy get frustrated, like, how are these guys making money? These guys, they're not doing anything, you know? So... Yeah.
A video that just popped in my head that I totally forgot about, and it would have made my list, but I did love Meatloaf. I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Remember when Dr. Pepper came out with a commercial and they used that? And the girl was like,
"No, I don't."
Oh, the guy and girl are sitting there and they're listening to that song or something, and then she reaches for his Dr. Pepper and he pulls it away when he says, "And I won't do that."
That's right. I do remember that now.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, that's our top five, Jim. I mean, like I said, these are our own. Like, this is what we like. You know, I mean, everyone's going to have different ones. Some of these don't hold up anymore. You know, some of these 80 ones, but they're... It was fun to go back and actually watch YouTube clips of videos, and just watch a whole video, which I haven't seen in years. I mean, it's been almost 20 years since they showed a whole video.
Yeah.
On MTV, you know, and good stuff, Jim. Good stuff.
Yeah, I watched Radiohead's Paranoid Android video. That was a whole cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was really awesome. And Karma Police was really awesome. And Coldplay's The Scientist is a really cool video, if you haven't seen that one. It's all done in reverse. That was pretty cool. It was just fun to go back and rewatch all these old videos from start to finish.
Yeah, it makes me wish we actually had something that we could watch instead of Teen Moms or whatever the hell's on MTV now. Ugh, jeez. I sound like an old man now, don't I?
You do. You're grumpy, and you're complaining about times of the past.
Well, and then maybe that's why Dire Straits' Money for Nothing's my number one video. Because I'm just a grumpy blue-collar worker who just doesn't understand why these guys can make money not doing blue-collar stuff.
Are you okay, man? You want to talk about it?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
Oh, so everyone, I swear to God, people are listening and it's like, what is wrong with these two? People are morons. Well, Jim, I just want you to know, no, I don't get my money for nothing. You can take on me, and you can call me Al, and maybe even Buddy Holly, and we can watch Sabotage together. How's that? How's that for putting it all together?
Do any of those things?
Well, I'd like you to call me Al.
How was the fish?
Oh.
Not so good, Al.
And I'll call you Betty. All right, buddy. Hey, this has been fun. Has it? Has it been fun?
It's been fun.
It has been fun. Well, next show, we are going to do the other side of what our vote was. We're going to do our after-school snacks from back in our when we were in our school days. You excited about that?
I'm excited.
I'm excited because my wife went to the grocery store and found some of these snacks that I didn't even know they still made. And we got she came home and we just sat there at the table eating them and we're like, why did I like this one? You know. So it's going
to
be pretty fun.
I have to look to see if they still make some of the ones that I'm thinking of.
I'm a little disappointed. There's one that's one of my top ones and I don't think they make it for. I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was looking online and I think I'm SOL on that one. I don't think I'm going to find that one. But it's okay. I still remember the wonderful taste it left. All right, Jim. Jim, where can people hear us, get a hold of us, talk to us, look at us, judge us? What can they do?
We've got the Facebook. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram. All at Tom and Jim's Top 5.
Yeah. And you can email us at TomandJim'sTop5@gmail.com. And,
And I think I've been following anyone with a pulse on Instagram, so Benji, I'm following you.
Oh, sweet. Are you following me, Jim?
Yeah, I am.
Oh. I should start following you then. Yes, well, please, if you have any questions, yeah, like Jim said, hit us on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. Jim, this has been fun. I'm excited. I'm exhausted from my up and down day. I'm sorry I brought it out on the podcast.
It's okay. It's okay, buddy.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your MLK day and your day off, and we'll be back to work tomorrow, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. And, well, good night, everybody. And Jim?
Yep.
I'll call you back in 5 minutes.
I love you, Tom.
Love you, too. Goodbye.
Bye.